Senate will come to order. Roll call. Chief Clerk.
Roll call for Monday, January 26th. Anderson.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
DeCaria.
Here.
Dockstader.
Here.
Esquibel.
Here.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Honeycutt.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Martin.
Here.
Massey.
Excused.
Meyer. Excused. Nicholas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Excused.
Excused. Ross.
Here.
Schiffer.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Sessions.
Here.
Townsend.
Here.
Basie.
Here.
Von Flatern.
Here.
President Hines.
Here.
Peterson here. 28 present. Myers present. 29 present, 1 excused.
A prayer by Father Cronkleton.
Let us pray. God of creation, Lord of all wonder, we bless you for the snow that covers the ground. The snow brings us moisture for the crops and the pastures, for the reservoirs and the spring runoff. Although we would rather have the snow with more moisture, the skiers enjoy the powder. We bless you for the wind, which keeps the air fresh and the skies blue, so that we have more clear skies than any other state. And while our state motto is the cowboy state, we could certainly claim to be the real sunshine state. We bless you for the cold, which brings the changes of seasons, ice to the lakes so the fishermen can fish in the winter, and for a time, it puts an end to the mosquitoes. Lord, as we start today a new week and the second quarter of this session, we bless you for the opportunity to serve you and the people of this great state. Be with us as we continue to introduce bills and resolutions, as we work on them in committees, and as we debate, discuss, and vote on these bills, resolutions, and their amendments. Give us knowledge, give us wisdom, give us inspiration, and give us prudence. Give us also patience with this process and with one another. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reading corrections and approval of the journal. Will the reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, the journal committee report that the journal of January the 23rd, 2009, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Dockstader, Chairman.
Our doctor of the day is Jody Cousin, MD from Cheyenne, and there is no nurse scheduled. Thought for the day, inflation haven't ruined everything. A dime can still be used as a screwdriver. Messages from the House.
January the 23rd, 2009, from the House of Representatives, message number 135, Committee of the Whole, indefinitely postponed. Mr. President, the House adopted the Committee of the Whole report failing the bill listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill number 117, Campaign Finance, ayes 18, noes 35, excused 7. January the 23rd, 2009, from the House of Representatives. Third reading passed, amended. Mr. President, the bill listed below passed the House on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. House Bill Number 118, Uniform Prudent Management of Institutional Funds Act. Ayes 59, no 0, excused 1. January the 23rd, 2009, from the House of Representatives. Third reading passed. Mr. President, the bills listed below passed the House on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill Number 49, Marriage Licenses. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused. Ayes no, excused 1. House Bill Number 90, Wind River Reservation Education Programs. Ayes 59, no 0, excused 1. House Bill Number 91, Public Building Fire and Electrical Plan Review. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1. House Bill Number 137, Videotape Depositions Minors. Ayes 59, noes 0, excused 1. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
I'd like to introduce our new page. That we'll have a new page the next 2 weeks. She is Saber Moore, a senior at Wright High School. Saber, welcome. Introduction, reading, and references of bills. Senate File 126, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 126, sponsored by Senator Meyer, Hospital Bill Installment Payment Plans, and Act Relating to Public Health and Safety.
House Bill 126 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 126 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 122, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 122, sponsored by Senator Cole, Professional Employer Organizations, and Act Relating to the Professional Employer Organizations.
Senate File 122 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 130, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 130, sponsored by Senator Ross, Child Abuse Penalties, an Act Relating to Child Abuse.
Senate File 130 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 128, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 128, sponsored by Senator Meyer, Scrap Metal Purchases, an Act Relating to Junk Dealers.
Senate File 128 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 129, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 129, sponsored by Senator Sessions, Juvenile Justice Amendments, an Act Relating to Juveniles.
Senate File 129 is referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. House bills in first reading. The Senate committees have been doing excellent work, and I have no more at this date of Senate files to assign, so we'll start assigning House bills, and they can be worked on when there are no Senate bills to work on. House Bill 22, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 22, sponsored by Representative Illoway, Qualifications for Veterans Tax Exemption, an Act Relating to the Veterans Property Tax Exemption. passed the House on third reading in an amended form. Ayes 59, no 0, excused 1.
House Bill 22 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. House Bill 67, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 67, sponsored by the Revenue Committee. Tobacco Excise Tax, an act relating to taxation of tobacco. Passed the House on third reading in an amended form, ayes 37, noes 23.
House Bill 67 have been referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. House Bill 79, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 79, sponsored by Representative Brown, Mortgages, Redemption Period, an act relating to real estate mortgages. Passed the House on third reading, ayes 59, excused 1.
House Bill 79 have been referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. House Bill 50, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 50, sponsored by Representative Gingery, the Sales Tax Sales Cost, an act relating to taxation and revenue. Passed the House on third reading, ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1.
House Bill 50 have been referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. House Bill 101, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 101, sponsored by the Revenue Committee, Excise Tax Manufacturing Exemption, an act relating to taxation and revenue. Passed the House on third reading, ayes 45, noes 15.
House Bill 101 have been referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. House Bill 102, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 102, sponsored by the Revenue Committee, Excise Tax, Vendor Compensation, and Act Relating to Taxation and Revenue. Passed the House on third reading in an amended form, ayes 35, noes 22, excused 1, conflict 2.
House Bill 102 have been referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. House Bill 140.
House Bill Number 140, sponsored by Representative Gingery, Annuity Premium Tax, an act relating to annuity premium taxes. Passed the House on third reading, ayes 38, noes 21, excused 1.
House Bill 140 have been referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. House Bill 90, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 90, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee. Wind River Reservation Education Programs, an act relating to education programs on the Wind River Indian Reservation. Passed the House on third reading, ayes 59, excused 1.
House Bill 90 have been referred to Committee Number 4, Education. House Bill 49, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 49, sponsored by Senator Gingery, Marriage Licenses, an act relating to marriage licenses. Passed the House on third reading, ayes 59, excused 1.
House Bill 49 have been referred to Committee Number 4, Education. House Bill 62, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 62, sponsored by the Education Committee, Charter School Law Amendments, and Act Relating to Charter Schools. Passed the House on third reading, ayes 56, noes 2, excused 2.
House Bill 62 have been referred to Committee Number 4, Education. House Bill 94, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 94, sponsored by Representative Stubson, Attorney's Requirements for Admission to Bar, and Act Relating to Attorneys at Law. Passed the House on third reading, ayes 50, noes 9, excused 1.
House Bill 94 have been referred to Committee Number 4, Education. House Bill 20, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 20, sponsored by the Mental Health Committee, Criminal Procedure Administration of Antipsychotic Drugs, and Act Relating to Criminal Procedure. Passed the House on third reading, ayes 51, noes 8, excused 1.
House Bill 20 have been referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. House Bill 57, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 57, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Ownership of Pore Space Dominance of Mineral Estate, and Act Relating to Property. Passed the House on third reading, ayes 54, noes 4, excused 2.
House Bill 57 have been referred to Committee 1, Judiciary. House Bill 58, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 58, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Responsibilities of Injectors and Poor Space Owners, and Act Relating to Carbon Sequestration. Passed the House on third reading, ayes 58, noes 0, excused 2.
House Bill 58 have been referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. House Bill 80, first reading of the House Bill.
House Bill Number 80, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Sequestration Site Utilization, and Act Relating to the Utilization of Carbon Sequestration Sites. Passed the House on third reading in an amended form. Ayes 57, noes 2, excused 1.
House Bill 80 have been referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. House Bill 5, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 5, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee, Interstate Compact for Supervision of Parolees Repeal, and Act Relating to Criminal Procedures. Passed the House on third reading, ayes 60.
House Bill 5 have been referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. House Bill 137, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 137, sponsored by Representative Mercer, Videotape Deposition Minors, and Act Relating to Criminal Procedure. Passed the House on third reading, ayes 59, excused 1.
House Bill 137 have been assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. House Bill 19, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 19, sponsored by the Mental Health Committee, Criminal Procedure, Mental Evaluations, and Act Relating to Criminal Procedure. Passed the House on third reading, ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1.
House Bill 19 have been referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. House Bill 91, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 91, sponsored by the Appropriations Committee, Public Building Fire and Electrical Plan Review, and Act Relating to Fire and Electrical Safety. Passed the House on third reading, ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1.
House Bill 91 have been referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. House Bill 4, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 4, sponsored by the Travel Committee, Game and Fish, Immunocontraceptives, and Act Relating to Game and Fish. Pass the House on third reading. Ayes 52, no 7, excused 1.
House Bill 4 have been referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. House Bill 23, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 23, sponsored by the Travel Committee, Game and Fish Penalties, and Act Relating to Game and Fish. Pass the House on third reading. Ayes 47, noes 12, excused 1.
House Bill 23 have been referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. House Bill 24, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 24, sponsored by the Travel Committee, Game and Fish Violations Penalties, and Act Relating to Game and Fish. Pass the House on third reading. Ayes 45, noes 14, excused 1.
House Bill 24 have been referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. House Bill 11, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 11, sponsored by the Travel Committee, Dogs Chasing Wildlife, an Act Relating to Game and Fish. Pass the House on third reading. Ayes 40, noes 19, excused 1.
House Bill 11 have been referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. House Bill 88, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 88, sponsored by Representative Escobel, Game and Fish Pioneer Licenses, and Act Relating to Game and Fish. Pass the House on third reading. Ayes 58, noes 1, excused 1.
House Bill 88 have been referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. House Bill 9, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 9, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Subdivision, Cluster Development, and Act Relating to Subdivisions. Pass the House on third reading. Ayes 53, noes 6, excused 1.
House Bill 9 have been referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. House Bill 10, first reading of the bill.
House Bill Number 10, sponsored by the Corporations Committee, Subdivisions Requirements, and Act Relating to Subdivisions. Pass the House on third reading in an amended form. Ayes 50, noes 9, excused 1.
House Bill 10 have been referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. House Bill 55.
House Bill Number 55, sponsored by the Judiciary, Judicial Vacancies, and Act Relating to Courts. Pass the House on an amended form. Ayes 60.
House Bill 55 had been referred to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Reports from Standing Committee.
January the 23rd, 2009, Mr. President, your Committee Number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 68, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Bebout, Geis, Johnson, and Vasey. Excuse, Senator Jennings, Senator Geis, Chairman. January the 23rd, 2009, Mr. President, your Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 124, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Massey, Meyer, Nicholas, Peterson, and Townsend, Senator Nicholas, Chairman. January the 23rd, 2009, Mr. President, your Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 125, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Massey, Meyer, Nicholas, Peterson, and Townsend, Senator Nicholas, Chairman. January the 23rd, 2009, Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, to whom was referred Senate File 31, reports back with the recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Bebout, Geis, Johnson, Vasey, and Jennings, Senator Geis, Chairman. January the 22nd, 2009, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 47, reports back with the recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Massey, Meyer, Nicholas, Peterson, and Townsend, Senator Nicholas, Chairman. January the 22nd, 2009, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 75, reports back with the recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Massey, Meyer, Nicholas, Peterson, and Townsend, Senator Nicholas, Chairman. January the 23rd, 2009, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 84, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Burns, DeCaria, Perkins, Ross, and Sessions, Senator Ross, Chairman. January the 23rd, 2009, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 62, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators DeCaria, Perkins, Ross, and Sessions, excuse, Senator Burns, Senator Ross, Chairman. January the 21st, 2009, Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred Senate File 106, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Hastert, Honeycutt, Landon, Schiffer, and Scott, Senator Scott, Chairman. January the 23rd, 2009, Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred Senate File 24, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Hastert, Honeycutt, Landon, Schiffer, and Scott, Senator Scott, Chairman. January the 23rd, 2009, Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 40, reports back with a recommendation that it do not pass. Aye, Senator Massey, Meyer, Nicholas, and Peterson, absent Senator Townsend, Senator Nicholas, Chairman. January the 26th, 2009, Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred Senate File 113, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Hastert, Honeycutt, Landon, Schiffer, and Scott, Senator Scott, Chairman. January the 23rd, 2009, Mr. President, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred Senate File 101, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Bebout, Cooper, Honeycutt, Larson, and Martin, Senator Larson, Chairman.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, Senate File 24, Healthcare Reform Demonstration Project, and Senate File 106, Medication Disposal Program, each have appropriations in them. They were just read in. I ask they be re-referred to committee number 2.
Without objection, Senate File 24 and Senate File 106 will be re-referred to committee number 2, Appropriations. Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 99, which is read in, contains an appropriation, and I ask that it be re-referred to committee number 2.
They said it hasn't been read in yet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Should have been. Okay.
We'll check on that, Senator. Senator Burns.
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor, please?
You may.
Mr. President, it's with great delight and pleasure that I introduce my predecessor as chairman of the TRW committee. He's a good friend to many of us and always a gentleman. If you'd make your feelings known and welcome Senator Delane Roberts back.
Welcome, Senator. We're glad to see you again. Okay. Bills on third reading and final passage. Bills in third reading and final passage. Majority floor leader, do you have a consent list?
Mr. President, yes, we do have a third reading consent. Third reading consent list for today is as follows. Senate File 5, State Parks and Cultural Resources, South Pass City. Senate File 11, State Parks, Ranger Authority. Senate File 16, State Butterfly. Senate File 37, Antifreeze and Petroleum Products. Senate File 69, Fertilizers. Senate File 105, Weed and Pest Control Districts, Unfair Competition.
On the consent list, Senate File 5, State Parks and Cultural Resources, South Pass City. Senate File 11, State Parks, Ranger Authority. Senate File 16, State Butterfly. Senate File 37, Antifreeze and Petroleum Products. Senate File 69, Fertilizers. Senate File 105, Weed and Pest Control Districts, Unfair Competition. Would anyone like any of these bills removed from the consent list? Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the Senate? Senate File 5, Senate File 11, Senate File 16, Senate File 37, Senate File 69, and Senate File 105. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Anderson? Bebout,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
DeCaria,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Honeycutt,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Massey,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas, Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Sessions,
aye.
Townsend,
aye.
Basie,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
On the consent list, 30 ayes. Senate File 5. Are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 5, 30 ayes. Senate File 11. Are there any changes? Geis, aye to no. Bebout, aye to no. Dockstader, aye to no. Case, aye to no. Honeycutt, aye to no. Schiffer, aye to no. Vasey, aye to no. DeCaria, aye to no. Larson, aye to no.
Hines, aye to no.
President Hines, aye to no. Meyer, aye to no.
Nicholas, aye to no.
Anderson, aye to no. Peterson, I to know. Landon, I to know. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 11, 15 ayes, 15 noes. Senate File 16, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 16, 30 ayes. Senate File 37, are there any changes? Case, I to know. Larson, I to know. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 37, 28 ayes, 2 noes. Senate File 69, are there any changes? Case, I to know. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 69, 29 ayes, 1 no. Senate File 105, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 105, 30 ayes.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, Senate File 5, Senate File 16, Senate File 37, Senate File 69, and Senate File 105 have passed the Senate. Senate File 16 failed to receive the majority. Senate File 11, excuse me, failed to receive the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House and have not passed the Senate. Senate File 80, third reading of the Senate File.
Senate File 80, sponsored by Senator Meyer, electrical installation exceptions and act relating to electrical installations. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
There is amendment. Will the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
Senate File 80, third reading amendment number 1, page 2, line 2.
Senator Massey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 80. This is brought with an attempt to restore some balance to the proposed legislation that's in front of us by adding wireless broadband to the list of entities and services that are exempt from our electrical licensing laws. Satellite TV and cable TV, which are already in the bill, has another competitor in Wyoming, and that's folks who provide land-based wireless broadband. And unlike the satellite and TV cable companies, those are folks who are headquartered here in Wyoming and would be at a disadvantage if we didn't add them to this legislation. Essentially, they would be required to follow the electric licensing laws, and these other folks would not, therefore adding additional cost to their services. And in particular, it would not only affect a company that's in Laramie, but also ones that are in Riverton, Gillette, Cheyenne, Casper, and Jackson. So, Mr. President, that's what the amendment does, is simply add wireless broadband to the list of folks that are in subsection 4 on page 2.
Further discussion, Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, in hearing this bill, much of what we focused on were first and foremost safety, particularly up to a specific standard, and whether we could allow this exception in terms of the safety of individuals. The second thing was the qualifications of the people that do install these, and I'm not sure I know all I probably should know about electrical licensing or all of this other stuff. But it seems to me that to come with a third reading amendment where there's really been no discussion, does it make sense to put it in? Talking to the regulatory agency, and Mr. President will recall that agency underwent a management audit. The recommendation from the management audit was that the subject of the audit, of which is a wide range, but this is one of them, who's in and who's out, that it go for interim study and try and make some sense out of this rather than just granting piecemeal exemptions. And it makes me nervous when we do it this way. I'm not sure it's a bad amendment or a good amendment, but what I do know is there's been no public testimony taken on it. And that worries me a little. On third reading, to expand it, it'll be expanded now by another 25%, and I'm sure it's safe. I don't know whether it's safe, because we didn't take any testimony on it. The Senate can do its will.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, speaking on and for the amendment, this bill's been around a while. At one point it was a joint corporations bill, so it's had quite a bit of scrutiny. This particular amendment is a similar group to what's already in the bill, and we actually do business with one of these outfits up in Casper. That's how we get our wireless internet. And since they got their tower on Bessemer Mountain fixed right, it's been pretty good service. The kind of wiring we have in our house is a box that you plug into an electric circuit that's just like any kind of electrical appliance, and then some wiring with no power that connects to the aerial, and just a little cable like a telephone cable that connects to the computer. It's not anything I suspect almost every member of the Senate could install one of those perfectly safely. There's not anything there that requires any risk. So I would urge adoption of this amendment.
Senator Sessions.
Mr. Chairman, the question I have on the amendment and on the bill, if somebody could answer, I think going into your house, I just have talked about wireless, and I know what it involves in my house. But what I want to know is, does this exempt the people who install the big towers, who work on that end of it? And I don't know that question has ever been answered anywhere in the bill or in the amendment.
Further discussion before the sponsor take its second time, Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, I stand corrected. Now that we've raised the standard to any member of the Senate, I'm very comfortable.
Senator Massey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm glad we're on record on that now. But the reason that this wasn't brought on Committee of the Whole is because I wasn't here for Committee of the Whole. We were in Appropriations Committee. And when we left, this was not profiled. It got profiled after we went down there, and I didn't realize that this had gone by Committee of the Whole. And it wasn't brought to my attention until a constituent in Laramie brought it up and noted it to me. As far as safety, they're just as safe as anybody else that we have in these exemptions. I mean, we could certainly approve them as part of the list, and if you're just unsure of the entire concept, then you could certainly demonstrate that with regard to the vote on the bill. However, this has been through several hearings in the Corporations Committee over the years. The folks who would install the wireless broadband are just as competent as the folks with the satellite TV and cable TV companies, which are hired also in Wyoming. They're drawing from the same pool of people, and as a result, they have similar and or the same type of confidence. The reason that this is so important, and I'll take the provider we have in Laramie as an example. He only provides wireless broadband. He doesn't provide cable TV, doesn't provide satellite TV. He's not a bundler. And for university students and other folks who just simply want the internet and aren't interested in the additional cost of phone service or satellite TV service, really like that. However, he's not going to be able to compete with the satellite and the cable folks if they're able to drop their prices so far down that it becomes uncompetitive with just even that one single service. He can't compete with folks who are bundling. So I think it's just as safe as the other folks, and it seems to make sense that people who are based here in Wyoming and pay taxes here in Wyoming have the same kind of exemptions that we give to national organizations.
Are you ready for the question? All in favor of the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Amendment passed. Senate file. Senator Cooper.
To speak on the bill, if I could?
Yes.
Thank you. This is a rather unfair, actually, regulatory bill as far as the profession, the electrical profession, is concerned in our state. It's interesting because even if you pass this bill and you allow the satellite folks and so forth to install this equipment without being licensed, the electricians of this state, every one of them, will still be bound by Section 810 of the National Electrical Code, which they're bound to operate under. Everyone. Sure, you can do it in your home, but the idea is, the crux of this thing is, it's not just for you to install these systems in your house. That's not necessarily a problem. But there's just hundreds and hundreds of commercial installations that go on out there. For example, all the motels, hotels we have in the state, and a lot of other commercial facilities, are also wired by these folks. It's the same thing. So just keep that in mind on this bill. And it's like I said, it's those type of things that we have the problems with. And it's interesting how we're going to regulate our own electricians in the state, but we're not going to regulate all these large corporations that are going to go around installing these all over the state. So just keep that in mind, but I would suggest we vote no on this bill.
Further discussion? Senator Myers.
I was going to stay out of the debate on the amendment, and I did that, but now we're back on the bill. It simply just levels the playing field. We had good discussion in the committee as far as the safety aspects of it, and I would say that this is something that actually is going to, I think, make everybody on the level playing field and competitive, and I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Senator Session.
Mr. President, I would ask us to vote no on this for the simple reason that where's the commitment to the people of our state? The commitment is that we have opened up our community colleges and the training programs and the so forth for our young people and our people that need to be retrained in this field. And then we go about it, and I've seen it repeatedly. We go about exempting everybody out. So where are the jobs? And so what happens is we limit local people. And then as the senator from Sublette and Lincoln County said, but then what happens to the big corporations that come in here? I don't know, Mr. Chairman. I don't think there's anything at all about a level playing field in this bill, and I would hope that we would vote no on it.
Senator Townsend.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm not sure that we all understand. I think we're in this bill, we're comparing apples and oranges. My personal experience with 110 electricity or anything above that is dangerous, very dangerous. And when I plug in my TV and screw in the thing, it's not dangerous. I think that's where the difference is I can wire up my whole house with all kinds of speakers and things. I've never done that, but I could. And if it was turned on, if it was as loud as it could, it wouldn't hurt me other than I couldn't hear. But when, what? But at 110 electricity or what's in your normal house or 220 or 440 or 760 or whatever, then that's when you need an electrician that knows what they're doing and are trained in those kinds of things, because it is very, very dangerous, and one shouldn't mess with that, and they should be controlled and they should be licensed. But I just fail to see the similarity between a bona fide electrician that deals with very dangerous electricity and the guy that puts my wire up through my wall and plugs in my TV. So I think we're talking about apples and oranges, and I think it's okay to pass this orange.
Senator Cooper, for your second time.
Yeah, Mr. President, for my second time. That's all well and good that the good senator has just mentioned. But the fact of the matter is, when you're bonding common grounding systems together, you could very well end up with 120 volts on your TV system if it's not done properly. So there is a safety factor there regardless.
Senator Sessions.
Mr. Chairman, before we vote on this bill, I would like someone to address the fact that I can understand our homes hooking up your own. I can understand that. But out on the way to Nebraska, there are huge satellites, and we've got large towers in this state. You tell me that those are just normal, ordinary transmission lines that come into our homes. I don't know if they are or not, but I would be willing to say maybe they aren't. Maybe they're the higher-powered electrical transmission lines. But I would like to know how that is dealt with in this bill. Does it exempt those out or does it not?
Further discussion? Senator Myers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's basically a low-voltage bill, so that any high-voltage commercial applications are not exempted out, so the good senator from Cheyenne knows that. There was good testimony in committee that the large companies have their own self-training programs. They're certified. They work with the National Electric Code people, and so they're all on the same page on that training. So that was the testimony in committee, and I just relay that because those questions were asked. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are you ready for the question? Senate File 80, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Coe. Cooper?
No.
DeCaria?
No.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
No.
Honeycutt?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Larson?
Aye.
Martin?
No.
Massey?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Sessions?
No.
Townsend?
Aye.
Basie?
Aye.
Bonflatern?
Aye.
President Hines?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 23 ayes, 7 noes.
Senate File 80, having received the affirmative vote of the majorities of the members elected to the Senate, Senate File 80 have passed the Senate. Senate File 112, third reading of the Senate file.
Senate File number 112, sponsored by Senator Scott, Archaic Price Regulation Repeal, an act relating to trade and commerce, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
There is amendment. Would the reading clerk please read in the amendment?
Senate File 112, third reading amendment number 1, page 5, line 18.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Simply put, fellow senators, this amendment is in an effort to shorten that period of 120 days down to 30. And in the retail business, simply put, 120 days is a long time. You can open and close your doors in 120 days. And if this bill is an attempt to try to protect the small business that we have here in Wyoming, then this amendment goes even further and tries to limit these larger businesses, the unfair competition of basically running those sales of items that are priced under cost more than 120 days. So I would ask for your favorable consideration of this Senate file and move Senate file or third reading amendment to Senate File 112. Thank you, Mr. President.
Would you please move that amendment?
I thought I just did, Mr. President.
Okay, we missed it. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, sponsor of the amendment showed me the courtesy of sharing this amendment ahead of time. I think, frankly, it's brought in the spirit of compromise. The concern that the petroleum marketers have is to make sure that their product can't be sold below the invoice cost. And remember, this bill changes the definition of cost. So that we're now talking about the invoice cost. If their product gets sold too long below the invoice cost, you could put them out of business. That's their concern. The retail merchants want to be able to have continuous sales, so the language in here of a single or a similar product is very important, and that means that you can always have a sale of some kind going on. And in fact, with the new cost definition, you can have a pretty vigorous sale of almost any product going on. Further, I would point out that in the next section in the bill, that where you've got a sale of to reduce inventory, dispense slow-selling items or items no longer in fashion, or dispose of items that are going to be replaced by a new model, there's no time limitation on that. So I think this amendment's a good compromise, and I would urge the Senate to adopt it.
Further discussion on the amendment? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Amendment passed. Senate File 112, are you ready for the question? Senate File 112, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
DeCaria.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Honeycutt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Martin. Massey.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Excuse me. Schiffer.
Aye.
Sessions.
Aye.
Townsend.
Aye.
Basie.
Aye.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Hines.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
Senate File 112, having received the affirmative vote of the members elected to the Senate, Senate File 112, have passed the Senate. Considerations of bills in general file. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, we are at that order of business. Considerations of bills in general file.
Mr. President, we do have a considerable list for those, if I may have privilege of the floor for a moment. We do have a considerable list, as you can see, but we do need just a moment to make sure that we get all the amendments out. And what I would like, perhaps, is if we would just have a brief, perhaps a recess to the sound of the gavel until we get all the amendments accounted for, and so that we're all comfortable with the fact that we've got those necessary amendments. So with that, if we could just pause for a bit.
Okay, we'll be at recess until the, or stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
President, I move that we resolve ourselves into the Committee of the Whole.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. Senator Perkins, would you take the chair, please? Senator. He took it early when I said he was going to be at ease. Senator Perkins.
Committee of the Whole will please come to order. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 68. Will the clerk please read the bill? Oh, you didn't hear the sound of the gavel either, did you, Dick?
Senate File 68, sponsored by the Select Water Committee, Omnibus Water Bill Construction, and Act Relating to Water Development Projects. It is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources. Reports back with a favorable recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Bebout, Geis, Johnson, and Vasey. Excuse, Senator Jennings, Senator Geis, Chairman.
You've heard of the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure?
Chairman.
Senator Geis.
Trip around the state. In your pink book, you all should have one of these. On page 2-2, it tells how much is in the account one right now, which is $46,867,000. In account, that was account one. Account two, which is the rehab end of our water development, there's $17,113,000 in that account. In account three, that is our big dam account, and we're building that fund up. There's $141,961,000 in that account. Now, you should all have a cheat sheet that was passed out to you a little while ago. And what I'm referring to that in that one is in this blue book. And I think all the Ag Committee people have this blue book. So if you want to ask them questions about any project, it's in this blue book. With that, we'll start our tour around the state. The first one is on page 2, Basin Storage Tank in Bighorn County. That's $1,634,000. That's a 67 grant, 33% loan, and that's for putting in a new water tank for the town of Basin. Account 3, Casper Paradise Valley Pipeline. That's in Natrona County. That's $1,139,000. That's a 67% grant. They're going to get the rest of the money somewhere else. That's a transmission pipeline. Page 4 is Du Bois Water Supply, Fremont County, $2,136,000. That's a 67% grant, 33% loan, 30 years. A tank well upgrade. Putting in another tank up at Du Bois. Account 5 is Hudson Water Supply, Fremont County, $1,520,000, 67% grant, 33% loan, 30 years. This is the well field and tank. That's over by Hudson. Page 5, Laramie County, Archer Supply. That's right down here in this, east of Cheyenne. That's $210,000, 67% grant, and they will come up with the rest of their money. It's a well for the county complex they want to build out here at Archer. On page 6 is Mile High Water Supply in Natrona County, $1,015,067, 16% grant. And they're coming up with the rest of the money, and that's for 30 years, and that's a pipeline. On page 7, Pine Bluff, deep well. We've had a lot of trouble down at Pine Bluff because that aquifer, that's the Ogallala aquifer down there, and that aquifer is running out of water, and we're going to have to go deeper to find water for Pine Bluff. That's in Laramie County. That's $583,000, 67% grant, and they'll come up with the rest of the money. Page 8, Pinedale Pipeline Phase 1, Sublette County, $7,900,000, 67% grant, 33% loan. This is a construction of one pipeline and a design for the second pipeline over in Sublette County for the town of Pinedale. The reason you need to have double lines, because it's just like we had a lot of trouble in Washington County with our pipeline, and I'll tell you, you can't find enough trucks to haul water to supply a town. Page 9, Rollins Reservoir and Pipeline Phase 1, Carbon County, $1,350,000. 67% loan, 67% grant, 33% loan, and that's a design permits and re-regulate the reservoir. And a lot of these projects that we're going to be talking about, you're going to hear about them in the future, because what we're doing is we're giving them money for about 2 years, but we know there are more than that. That way we don't tie up all the money, and we can handle more people around the state. Page 10, Riverton Water Supply, Fremont County, $4,958,000, 67% grant, 10% loan, and they're coming up with the rest of the money. It's a tank and connecting well. Page 11, Shoshone Municipal Pipeline, Park County, $2,428,000, 33% grant, and they're coming up with the 67% to relocate a pipeline. Page 12, Star Valley Ranch, Water Supply, Lincoln County, $2,620,000. That's a 67% loan, 67% grant, 33% loan, tank and pipeline. And that's a new town over in Star Valley. On line 13 is Teton Village Water Supply, Teton County, $2,447,000. That's a 25% grant, 25% loan. And they've already raised around, I think, close to $5 million to help with that. It's a water storage tank, and that's to help Teton Village. And the reason we went with this, because we figured that that's not very good advertising. We advertise all over the United States. If you want to come to Teton Village, you have to bring your own water. Page 14, Upton Well, Weston County, $395,000, 67% grant, 33% loan, connect well to the system. Page 15, Wamsetter Well. It's water, $542,700, 67% grant. And what that is local companies or some going to help Wamsetter out, purchase the connection and hook that water system, because that's a private well over there, and there was a man camp, and they're working out the difference to who owns the well and who doesn't, and that's getting settled, so they'll have good water for Warm Center. And so that's the end of account one. Total new development, $30,865,730. Now we're going into account two, and these are all rehab. And some of these are 67% grant, and then a lot of them are grants, and then that's just material only, and they provide the rest of it. Starting on page 16, Bighorn Canal Rehab, that's in Washakie County, $945,000, 67% grant, 33% loan, Canal Headgate. In Casper, page 17, Casper Alcova Rehab, Natrona County, $184,920, 67% grant, and they're going to do the rest of it themselves, and that's a drop in restructure replace rehab. 18, Deaver Rehab, Park County, Bighorn County, $673,000, material only, and they install all the pipe and stuff. Page 19, Eaton Valley Rehab, Sweetwater County, $6,580,000, 50% grant, and they're furnishing the pipeline. And what we're trying to do there is enclose that, because that all comes under the Colorado River Compact, and there's lots of salts come out of that Eaton Valley, and we have to guarantee that there's only so much salts goes into the Green River, and that goes clear down to the lower Colorado River Compact, and it also takes in the Old Mexico. Okay, on page 20, Goshen County Rehab, Goshen County, $1,200,000, material only, and that's for the pipeline. Page 21, this is up in well, it says Bighorn, but I think it's Park County and Bighorn. Sunshine Division Phase 1, $300,000, 67% loan, 33% loan, design and permit for the diversion, and that'll be phased in, and they'll be back for some more money when they get that done. Page 21, Level Rehab, Park and Bighorn. This is $432,000 material only. They furnish the rest of it. Line 22, Riverton Valley Rehab, Fremont County, $79,000 material only, and that's for another putting in a pipeline in a canal. 23 is Shoshone Rehab, Park County, $339,000 material only, repair of drops and canals in the Heart Mountain area. 24, Willwood Rehab, Park County, $284,000, material only, culvert, canal, and pipe. And that's the end of that, and the total bill for that is $11,016,000. Now over here on page 26, Warski Rule, that project is finished, and they wouldn't have to return the money until 2010, but they agreed to turn it back to us, water development, in 2009. That's $1,382,000. That project was completed, and there was $1,383,000 left over. 26, Riverton Raw Water Supply, Fremont County, that's $1,086,000, and they decided to go a different way on it, so they turned that money back to the water development. Page 26, LeClaire Lateral Rehab, Fremont County. They, material only, they just need an extension in time. Gillette-Madison Pipeline Joint Bonding, Campbell County. That pipeline is about 40 years old. And so they have to go where every joint is on that pipeline coming from Carlisle to Gillette, and that's about 42 miles. Dig around that to make sure those joints are not corroding. That's $2,177,000, 67% grant, and they come up with the rest of the money. Page 27, Green River Supply Canal, Sublette County, $150,000, 67% grant, 33% loan, canal repair, additional level 3 funding, and then they need an extension on the time because they do not have all the easements and right-of-way on that canal. Page 28, Lake DeSmit Rehab, Johnson County, $1,267,000, 67% grant, 33% loan, and that's the repair on the dam on Lake DeSmit. And if you've ever been up there, you're messing around with scoria rock, and it's pretty tough to keep the water from leaking out of scoria rock, I'll tell you. The next one is 33, the Pathfinder Modification Project, and we have an amendment coming on that. 33, Sundance Well Project, Crook County, $90,000, 67% grant, 33% loan, Madison Well, additional level 3 funding. 32, Glendale Well, Platte County, $190,000. We finally found a well for Glendale, and it's out by that little airport north of Glendale, so they have a short pipeline, 67% grant, 12% loan, and they're coming up with additional funding. 33 is Midvale Canal Rehab, Fremont County, and they're turning back $172,000 because they're going to do the labor, and this just what we projected will be material only. 35, Glenrock Well, Converse County, $180,000, 67% grant, 33% loan, and that's putting in a control building for the well addition level fund 3 funding. On page 35 is Laramie Transmission Pipeline, Albany County, $6,850,000, 67% grant, 33% loan, 30 years. It's a pipeline from the Laramie River to the treating plant. And for years, well, I guess for the last 40 years or whenever, that's been an open ditch bringing out water to that treating plant. Page 37, Sedum Rehab, that's Park, Bighorn County, that's right up on the Montana line. And they are turning back $110,000 because they're going to do the labor, and we're going to furnish the material for a pipeline there. The total of that water out of water development account 1,5,926,000, water account 2,366,000. So for the total out of account 1 is 36,792,000, out of account 2 is 14,083,000. If you have any questions, we'll try to handle them.
Thank you, Senator Geis.
We have some amendments.
Hang on one second there. Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I realize that it's unusual and if not undesirable to break in the middle of a bill, but I think this, if we're going to break for lunch here, following the presentation, I'm going to take a break for lunch here. We're going to resolve ourselves into the majority caucus. But with that, I would like to apologize to the presenter for the interruption, but I think now is the appropriate time. Then we can take up the amendments, we can take up further presentation, and we can take up further discussion on Senate File 68 after lunch. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I would beg leave for the committee of the whole to rise and set again.
Thank you. Here we know. See, we have the motion before us. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion passes. Mr. President.
Thank you.
then we'll just pick right up with that.
Standing committee reports.
January the 23rd, 2009, Mr. President, your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom was referred Senate File 60, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Dockstader, Escobel, Geis, Landon, Von Flatern, Senator Von Flatern, Chairman. January the 23rd, 2009, Mr. President, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred Senate File 110, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Bebout, Cooper, Honeycutt, Larson, and Martin, Senator Larson, Chairman. January the 23rd, 2009, Mr. President, your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom was referred Senate File 98, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Dockstader, Escobel, Geis, Landon, Von Flatern, Senator Von Flatern, Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recess until 2 o'clock this afternoon.
You've heard the motion that the Senate stand recess until 2 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, excuse me. We need to have announcements. Senator Hastert.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to announce that the minority party is going to caucus up in the minority room immediately before lunch.
Okay. Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Joint Appropriations Committee is in the markup process. After the caucus, we'll regroup and try to find our House counterparts. If they're available, we'll go back into the markup process where we'll continue through the day. Tomorrow, the Senate Appropriations Committee will consider at 1 p.m. Senate File 23, Accelerated Nurse Degree Loan Repayment Program, Senate File 38, Real ID Compliance. On adjournment tomorrow, the committee will consider Senate File 56, School Finance Appropriations, Senate File 79, Medicaid Provider Reimbursements, and Senate File 111, First Responder Retirement Contributions, all of which is a re-referred. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in S-19. We will be hearing the following bills: Senate File 94, Campaign Finance Reporting Election Periods; Senate File 26, Voter Registration Deadline; Senate File 102, County Officials' Salaries; Senate File 50, Small Group Insurance. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet at noon up in S-18 to consider Senate File 115, Investment Estate Funds Revision, Senate File 127, Junk Dealers, and Senate File 9, Producer Protection.
Senator Von Flatern.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highway, and Military Affairs, will meet upon adjournment today in S-13 to consider Senate File 119, Public Transportation Funding, and Senate Joint Resolution number 1, Equal Military Benefits for Citizens.
You've heard the motion that the Senate... Oh, excuse me. Senator Anderson.
Just quickly, I would also remind the majority party that we'll meet for caucus in the room above or a normal meeting spot immediately after we adjourn for the noon recess today.
You've heard the motion. That the Senate stand recess until 2 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Senate is recessed.